This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Chief of the United Nations agency, which helps Palestinian refugees, is promising continued aid for Palestinians, even as the United States says it's ending its financial contribution to the agency. American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone says the Trump administration made the decision to end funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency without consulting its Foreign Affairs and Middle East advisors.
Cutting the funding so drastically, up to 40% of the total support for UNRWA, could lead to unrest that could result in anti-Israel demonstrations, that could result in even stimulating terrorist actions.
Trump administration cut funding to UNRWA, calling the organization irredeemably flawed. UNRWA provides health care, education, and social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Pakistan has dismissed as incorrect reports the United States has canceled $300 million in military aid to the country, saying Washington owed the money to Islamabad for expenses incurred in fighting terrorism. The controversy is the latest to hit Islamabad's troubled relationship with Washington, coming a few days before Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is scheduled to visit Pakistan. At least six people were killed, including two children, after a suicide bomber detonated his vehicle outside a district headquarters in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The bomber tried to speed through a checkpoint but was stopped by security forces. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. They often target the capital with bombings, including a truck bombing in October that left 512 dead. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency warning asylum seekers and migrants from Africa who have come ashore on Greek islands are living in conditions unfit for human habitation. UNHCR spokesman Charles Yaxley tells VOA these conditions are having a devastating impact on people's well-being.
We are seeing increasing numbers of people, including children, presenting with mental health problems. We're seeing rising levels of sexual assaults because there is insufficient security in place in the sanitary facilities as well.
UNHCR is urging the Greek government to speed up the process of transferring these individuals to the mainland so they can receive proper care. There is a new U.S. NATO commander in Afghanistan. U.S. Army General Scott Miller has taken over commander from General John Nicholson.
The world recognizes that Afghanistan cannot be a safe haven for terrorism. The world recognizes we cannot fail. I know this has been a long fight, and it has been generational. For us, for the Afghan people.
General Miller is a former commander of the U.S. Joint Special Operations Command and said he is key to the success in the 17-year Afghan conflict. In Iraq, rival political factions say they each have formed alliances capable of leading the country's next government following a May election. One faction is led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, the other headed by militia commander Hadi al-Amiri. Government information process is expected to get underway later today. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain was buried. It happened on Sunday at his alma mater, where he went to college, the U.S. Naval Academy, after a week of remembrances like what his daughter Megan said at his memorial service when she spoke of the country her father proudly served.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
In his eulogy, former U.S. President George W. Bush said McCain was honorable, always recognizing that his opponents were still patriots and human beings.
The world is smaller for his departure, and we will remember him as he was, unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
Mr. McCain died on August 25th, age 81, after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.